Confucius taught that people are basically good. But about 250 years after the death of the great Chinese sage, a group of scholars known as the Legalists brought in a different view. The Legalists believed that humankind was evil and that unless controlled, people would be concerned only with their own interests. The Legalists believed that society functioned best through strong government control and absolute obedience to authority, so they created laws that ordered strict punishments and rewards for behavior. Confucius believed in virtue and natural order, but the Legalists believed that all human activity should be directed toward increasing the power of the ruler and the government. The Legalists held power by suppressing anyone who disagreed with them. China had not been a unified nation for hundreds of years when the Legalists came to power. During an era that was later called the Age of Warring States, local rulers controlled many small kingdoms. The ruler of the Qin state embraced the Legalist philosophy. The Qin united China by about 214 BCE by conquering most rival kingdoms. The first Qin ruler of a united China took the title Shui Huang Ti, which means August Lord or First Emperor. To stop any criticism, Shui Huang Ti and the Legalists banned all books on history and of classic Chinese literature that glorified past rulers. The First Emperor ordered all non-essential books collected and burned. He only allowed books on agriculture, medicine, and pharmacy. Books written about Confucius and his philosophy were destroyed. During this period, hundreds of scholars were put to death, many of them being buried alive. The Legalists lost power shortly after the death of the first emperor, and the succeeding rulers ended laws that destroyed books. Confucius's teaching managed to survive the burning of the books because his philosophy was often handed down orally from master to student. Thus, it was possible to reconstruct the texts both from memory and from surviving manuscripts.